The Norman Invasion, page 32. The Norman Conquest. In 1066, William, Duke of Normandy, led the Normans across the English Channel to fight the Anglo-Saxon army under King Harold at the Battle of Hastings. Harold's army was defeated and Harold himself was killed. The Norman conquest was not easy, and initially the Normans had to live like an army of occupation. Eventually, however, they managed to gain total control of England. People were forced to accept not only a new royal family and ruling class, but also a new culture and the French language. In 1086, William sent his men throughout England to find out the value of each piece of land, its owner, the number of families living there, the animals they had, and the exact total production. The aim was to know how much money he could collect in taxes. The results of this survey were written down in a register called the Domesday Book. Domesday is the day of the Last Judgment, and the register was called the Domesday Book because it was supposed to be exact and definitive and last until the end of time. Today the Domesday Book remains a valuable historical instrument regarding the social structure of England just after the Norman conquest. The feudal system. The Normans introduced the hierarchical feudal system into Britain, although the conditions for feudalism already existed. This was a pyramidal system in which the power and property structure was said to consist of three estates: the nobility, the warrior class and later the richer merchants; the clergy, who through their administration of Roman law were able to consolidate and expand their already substantial land ownership; and the mass of commoners, the peasantry, who were without property. In reality, however, the categories were unstable and increasingly traversed by antagonisms, struggles and realignments. The king, who owned all the land, distributed territories to his barons, who in turn gave land to those under them, the knights. In return for this land, the vassals had to guarantee loyal service to their overlords. The main service requested of nobles was to help the king in his wars. But as the nobles grew wealthier from the acquisitions of war, they became reluctant to go and fight. Instead of services, they began giving their overlords money, which was used to pay professional soldiers recruited from the underclasses. However, this also meant that barons could raise their own armies and challenge the power of the state, leading to a situation of nearly constant war. The increasing cost of war meant that the king also had to ask merchants, financiers, to fund his campaigns. In this way, the merchants gained a great deal of influence at court and were given titles and land. The peasant condition. Peasants, already in the subordinate condition of serfs, were bonded to the landlords. Their persons and possessions were their master's property. However, contemporary historians have pointed out how serfdom also introduced changes that were a slight improvement on the condition of slavery that had existed in Roman times. Serfs had at least direct access to the means of their survival and their reproduction, namely a plot of land on which to grow food, which increased their autonomy. But without property, the serfs, in order to survive, also depended upon practices of solidarity and commoning. The free collective use of common land, such as forests, rivers, open fields, and wild pastures, and their resources. Gradually, some of the peasantry were able to elevate their status through limited land ownership, becoming free men.